Today's daf is daf Dalet. So the Gemara now says, "Afa b'shinachul beit Shammai beit Hillel, but even though we saw machlok beit Shammai beit Hillel, beit Sarot." So let's go through all these things. A bit of chazara for stuff we did in Yevamot and also Ketubot and things like that. So even though they had a machlok in terms of Tzarot, so here the Korbanator says, for example, Tzarot Erva, where the Tzara of an Erva, the co-wife of an Isur Arayot to the brother, get married or not. Beit Hillel says Asur, beit Shammai says it require Chalitza. Okay, meaning it should be so it's machlok whether rokai chilutz or not. Similarly, ub achayot. Now this refers to another case we saw, that is four brothers each married to two sisters, and they both died. Then that's two surviving brothers. It says hari elu chotzov v'lev mityamot. However, if they ended up doing yibum to both, in other words, two surviving brothers did yibum to the two surviving sisters. Then there's a machloket. Beit Shammai says yekaimu, and Beit Hillel says they're actually yotzi'u. What's the issue? Because of what's called achot zkukato, if you remember. There's a zika, there's a requirement to yibum to both of them, but they're sisters with one another. So that was the machloket there. Next is, and these are a bit more familiar, get yashan. This refers to a, if it was biyichud, we just saw this recently, a yichud with his wife after the zman get, whether you need an extra get or not. Besafek eshedish. Now here the Korbanator points out that it's not really safek eshedish. It is rather biyabamut. This is, we learned this parak in Masechta Yevamot. He says parak beit Shammai itnan beit Shammai ein ma'anin el arusot. If you recall, what is miyun? Miyun is where it wasn't. It's where a ketana was married off, not by her father, otherwise kiddushin deraita. Rather, she was married off by either her, okay, the father passed away, and either married off by her brother or her mother. In that situation, if you recall, she has the capacity to do what's called miyun. Now, miyun means she can just refuse and break out of the arrangement. Now, the scope in which she's able to do so, it's more machloka, if you remember, between Beit Shammai and Hillel. The example he brings here, Beit Shammai says, Ein maminet el arusot, that only if she was an arusa can you do miyun, but not if she was an asua. And there are other points of debate here. So Beit Shammai is, if you remember, they say the chule, and the reason, and the scope, if you like, of when miyun can be done is much more reduced for Beit Shammai rather than Beit Hillel. That was machloket. And the Korban explains, but katana bat miyun, and a katana who can do miyun, kari safek eshedish, she's called a safek eshedish. Because why? Not because we're not sure if she's married or not, into like in the case of we threw money, is it close to him or close to her, but rather because dilemana v'nafka, because she can break out of it at any moment. So that's why the Gemara is referring to it as like a suffix ishish. Okay? Or mekadesh b'shave pruta. Well, that's a machloket whether it's actually a kiddushin or not. That's our Mishnah. V'agam magaresh et yishto, if someone divorces his wife, v'lanim or v'pundikin, they spend a night in a lodging together. Once again, whether you need an extra get or not. We saw that machloket recently as well. V'aisha mikdesh benino v'shave dina. And this is the case of dinar shavidina. The machloket rather putro shavidina. Okay. Now the Gemara now says, nonetheless, lo nimnu beit Shammai lisan nashim beit Hillel v'lo beit Hillel beit Shammai. Now this whole sugu vekshes in Yavamot, and rather elonogim beemet v'shalom. Rather they lived in peace and truth with one another. Shema av v'shalom aheveu. Now that's Gemara asks, how's it possible you can do shiruchim between the families? Because there can be serious nafgiminot between the shittot. There actually be mamzerot bentayim v'atar mechachin. Meaning, according to, if you do a shiruch, according to one family, the other child, the person doing shiruch, might be considered a mamzer. How so? Heichi abidei. For example, let's look at our Mishnah example. Kidesh harishon b'shaver pruta. He did kiddushin with something worth a pruta. And then then another man came and did kiddushin to her with a shaver dinar. Al datum to Beit Shammai, who's she mikudeshet to? She's mikudeshet l'sheni, because the shaver puta wasn't sufficient enough to do kiddushin. V'avlad mamzer min arishon, and if she has a relationship with the first person who tried to kiddushin, which wasn't enough money to do so, going to Beit Shammai, the child from the relationship would be a mamzer. Al datum Beit Hillel, no, the first amount of money for kiddushin was sufficient. She's mikudeshet l'rishon, it would be sufficient. V'havlad mamzer min asheni, and if she tries to be with this other man who tried to be mikudeshet with the dinah, that would be a mamzer. So huge nafkaminas. The Gemara says, Rav Yaakov bar Acha says, b'shem Rav Yochanan, no, modim Beit Shammai lebeit Hillel lechumrin. Now, modim Beit Shammai lebeit Hillel lechumrin means that really they were, if you like, they paskin like Beit Hillel, but they were machmir according to their shittah as well. So the way the Reb Chaim explains it, in that situation, they would require a get from both. Okay, if that's the case, If you're saying Beit Shammai choshish l'shitat Beit Hillel, then ma'ata, then Hillel changed the gira, say yisu nashim beBeit Shammai. Then Hillel can marry the girls from that family, but not the other around. Lon aval Beit Shammai lo yisu nashim beBeit Hillel. Then Beit Shammai would be able to marry the children of Beit Hillel. Delayed anamodim because it wouldn't agree with those shita, because it sounds and sound like Beit Hillel's machmir to act like shita Beit Shammai. So Rabbi Yochanan said b'shemiana eiv eluka halachal hayu osim. There's a machloket here. Back in Masechet Yavamot, we explain what that means is they went like halacha kebeit Hillel. That's it. They went like halacha kebeit Hillel. The Korban Ha'ed explains it here is no, that they're both tzadim u'machmir to both shitot. That's two different, very different ways of explaining the sugi. You see how this plays out as we go further down the Gemara. So as imka halacha hayu, if they used to do it according whatever halacha you sin, then badatananin debatanina. But 1 second, you have an incident we see quite clearly. Beit Shammai took action according to the Shita, against the opinion of Beit Hillel. What would that be? Shalchu Beit Shammai or Pachtuho? She Beit Shammai omrim ad shivchatu ruba. Whereas Hillel said, just to fill in the gaps for you, what's called Kishperet Anod. And that was referring to, that was Beshokat Sheyehu. This was a trough in which people toiled the kelim, and it was connected to a mikveh by a small like hole. Now, according to Beit Hillel, as long as it's Kishperet Anod, which is like if you've got the diameter of, say, two fingers and spinning around, that's you've connected it to a kosher mikvah. You can toivel kelim in that body of water. It's fine. According to Beit Shammai, says that no, that's not sufficient. You need to be a nifrat birubo. A majority of the wall defining has to be broken. It's not simply enough to have a small fingers worth. So what did Beit Shammai? They saw this thing. They came out and, if you like, they made modifications to it. So quite clearly, either way you want to look at it, is according to, they weren't going according to Beit Hillel because they took action to be a machmir like the Shita. Or if you want to look like the Korban Eda, quite clearly Beit Hillel wasn't machmir of the Shita at Beit Shammai. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yossi bar Bun, ad shelo ba ma'ase etzel Beit Hillel ayu Beit Shammai no ginbo, mishba ma'ase etzel Beit Hillel lo ayu Beit Shammai no ginbo. So to explain the way the Korban, the Reb Chaim explains in Yevamot, he says that really, Stam Nashim, they would marry from one another. However, unless they heard from a particular, if you like, family incident regarding that would, if you like, put off a shidduch because it went against their shitta. Now, why is it, to fill in the gaps, and this also aligns with the Kromanet a bit, but this, why is it that they would still marry Bistam, meaning if there was a shidduch, they wouldn't ask any questions? That was because everybody knew that they would, the other side would volunteer information that said, sorry, this is not appropriate for your shitta. That's what it means, mamash, the b'shalom. Not that they got rid of their own positions, but they took action to ensure peace is preserved, which is interesting. Wait, okay. So Nagamara says, nari timut lamafreya. You see quite clearly this is indeed the case. Why? Because it doesn't say the utemot tehorot la mafreya the matame all Beit Shammai's things, sorry, Beit Hillel's things mafreya. It was only impacted mikano laba. It was only impacted, if you like, going forward. Meaning that they could still borrow all the kelim before because they knew that Beit Hillel, this way Reb Chaim explains it in Yevamot, they knew that Beit Hillel would have told them, oh, 1 second, you can't use this kli because we toiled in the shoket that was a koshverat anod. It's actually interesting. The Korban Ha'eda says it actually wasn't even a problem with Beit Shammai making these modifications because people, it's not so such an affront because it could say, oh, there's some water to coming between the two and things like that. Okay, now the Gemara says, V'yosi v'abon amar ipalgum Rav Shmuel, the Mokum Rav Shmuel regarding this matter. Achad amar elu elu kaha halacha. So again, that's two different ways to understand what halacha means, if you remember. According to, we explained, Reb Chaim means they always went like Beit Hillel. And the other, the Korban Ha'eda, we explained, he says they were machmir like both shitot, fine. However, Harana says, Elu kehilchatan, that each went according to kehilchatan, ve'elu kehilchatan, each went according to their own opinion. Now the Gemara says, 1 second, same flow before, mamzer ben taim batim rahachi, and if there was mamzer between, how can you say this? So the Gemara says, there was never an incident where there was a violation or a problem. Now, why is that? Again, Reb Chaim says, because they would let each other know to avoid such a conflict. Now, Gemara says, "Kadet Tani, kol arutzel lachmir latzmo, v'linog chumra beit shamay chumra beit hillel." Anyone who wants to act like the chumras of beit shamay beit hillel, al zena marvak silbachoshicha alech. Someone who's fumbling in the dark, he doesn't know what he's doing. Kukule, if he wants to be the kulim of both of the shittot, we say at least refer to Rasha. Kukule elu v'kukule elu Rasha. Or you do kedivre beit shamay kukulim v'chumrim, or kedivre beit hillel kulim chumrim. Now, according, if you like, to the Reb Chaim, he explains, look, this is a proof that it continued that people were nohag either like Beit Shammai or either like Beit Hillel, and not kahalacha, meaning not according to one opinion, which is Beit Hillel. Okay, the way Korban Eder explains this piece is he says, no, the proof is showing also his, if you remember, his part of a halacha means a machmir like both opinions. But quite clearly, it says if someone's machmir like both opinions, he's like a kasil b'choshe holech. So in any event, it's quite clear, though, either way you want to explain the sugya, it's quite clear that they were going, noheg, the Beit Shammai Hillel were going according to the Shita. Okay, but they worked out in a system such that people they could live together. The Gemara says, Hada datema actually at Sabakol. That was only prior to the Batkol. How we met Sabakol, when the heavenly voice came out and says, Elo v'dem d'rachim el halacha Beit Hillel, then we say, then l'olam halacha is like Beit Hillel. Okay, and we discussed the why but call, if you like, works in situation in the past. One of the answers we brought in class is normally we don't, you know, listen to a back call, like the case of Rebbe Eliezer with the Tano Shachnai, because that was Yachid against Rabbim. This, however, this is like Rabbim against Rabbim. Well, Beit Hillel was Rabbim, Beit Shammai was Charife or Mechadade, so therefore it was appropriate, if you like, for the but call to be relied upon. Gemara says, "V'kol aver al divrei Beit Hillel chayv mita." Anyone goes against the Shita Beit Hillel, he's chayv mita, like we saw, if you remember, back in Masechta Brachot. Now, Tani yatzav v'kol v'amra elubim lechayim elukim chayim, aval lach divrei Beit Hillel, like I just explained. Where was this bat kol? Eichan a bat kol? Rav Bibi says, "B'shem Rav Yochanan," but that was biyavne yatzav v'kol. It was in Yavne. Okay. Gemara says, "Kama yipruta? How much is a pruta? Achad mishmona b'isar italki. That's 1/8 of a isar, an Italian isar." So let me just share this because we're going to need some charts here for just for some of the mathematics. Let's have a look. The Gemara now says, "Dinar kesef is chad mishnoma avarim ledinar zahav." So dinar kesef, you can see the chart is 24. If you like dinar, that is dinar kesef, and a dinar kesef is a chad mishnoma. Sorry, Isar is Chamiyas Rav Yakesef, Vedina Kesef, Chamiyas Rav Vedina Zahav, like I've shown in the first table. That's not so important for this moment. Now the Gemara says, Tanir Bchia, Sila, a Sela, is Arba Dinarim. So this is the second table. I'm trying to show it all, how it, by summary of everything, we're going to use this as we go along. Shesh Ma'a is a Kesef, is a Dinar. Okay, Kesef Dinar, of course. Shnei Pudyon is a Ma'a. So two punyon is a ma'ah, shnei isarim is a punyon, shnei mesum misin is an isar, shnei kardiontas is a mesumas, and shnei prutot is a kardiontas. Okay, so that's the table I've shown you, is a summary of all those conversions, if you like. You see a lot of split denominations along the way, like 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. So Gemara says, salkin, if you do the maths now, salkin echad mishlosha v'shnaim lemea, that a pruta is 36, there are 36 pruta in a ma'ah. Why? Well, if you times, let's go 2 by 2 by 2 by 2 by 2. So 2, 4, 8, 16, you get to 32. So that's how you get, if you look in the chart here, if you add up if you just multiply the last five rows, that's how you get to 36 pruta. Okay? That's should be quite clear. Amar Reb Zira, b'yemei Reb Simai v'rabotenu, it says, asu otam v'rabotenu, we'll see what Rabbi Tano has a moment. They made it achad me'esrim v'arba lema'a. They said it's actually a pruta is a. There are 24 pruta in a ma'a. Now, why is that? The Tanya of Shimon. Now, explain. We have to understand why that is, because a ma'a is a coin and a pruta is a coin. And how did the denominations change? That's going to come to later. But how so? Because it says the Rabbi Shimon megamlo me'er shlosh dursim ma'a. There's, as you can see in the chart, three duras to a ma'a. Good. Shnei nitzim, or got a butza here, is another gursa to a dursa. Shnei shamim, we got heinatz or butza. And shnei prutot la shamim. So then, if you 3 times 2 times 2 times 2 equals 24. That's how you get salchun me'esrim va'arba lama. That's how you get that. Now, what's ever interesting, this Rabbeinu, if you look at the Korban Eida, and I mentioned this yesterday, he says, Hainu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel de Besamuch, the Kesavar is a pruta is echad mishisha le'isar. Okay, that a pruta is one sixth of an isar. Okay, because if an isar, if you have to look quite carefully, if there are four, look in the first chart, if there are four isar in a ma'ah, that means if a ma'ah is 24 pruta divided by four, you get to, sorry, did I get it right? I think you get to six, exactly, you get to six. Six pruta in isar. Which that works out very nicely. Because in the other way of looking at it, it's actually eight pruta in Isar. Those are two different ways which we talked about. The reason why I mentioned it now is because we touched on it last year that there would seem to be two different calculations, and that's quite clearly coming out here. Now, the Gemara says, now the question is, what changed financially? What value changed? Was it the, because if it used to be 36 pruta to a ma'a, and then it became 24 pruta ma'a, which became, is it that the ma'a became cheaper or the pruta became more expensive? Like what changed? So Rav Chanina says, nechoshet ba'atra kayam, the value of a nechoshet was the same. And the kayam, the kaspa zilil and kaspa yakir. What fluctuated was the value of, if you like, the kesef. Rav Mana, however, says, kaspa ba'atri, the kesef was locked in. And Nechoshet Yakir and Nechoshet ended up being Zalil. It was Nechoshet's value fluctuated. Okay. Ma says, Al dat de reina, Korbanet changes it here. According to Rav Mana, Lulam shisha nashi mitgadesh bi isar. Why? Because at midin Torah, an isar is what? An isar is, we said, it is six. Yes, isar is, sorry, shushbishmona. Girsay Shmona Nashim, sorry, is eight. Because two times two times two is, surprise, eight. It still is that, hasn't changed. Okay, so therefore, since the Isar Midin Torah was able to be, if you like, Shada eight Pruta Midoraita, even though the value of a Pruta changed, that Isar, since its value has been preserved since, if you like, Matan Torah, if you call it that, therefore, you can Mekadesh Shmona Nashim with it. Okay? However, according to, change the Girsa again, Al Data Rav Mana, according to, sorry, Rav Chanina, who holds that the actual Ma'at change and the Choshet is still set in concrete, is equal to, if you like, the Torah value, we say that Pamim Shisha, Pamim Shmona. If you Mekadesh with a, if you like, a Ma'at, you will need to know how many Prutot you could use to Mekadesh that many women. Okay, because again, you need at least a Pruta to Mekadesh woman. So if you want to Isar and Mekadesh eight women, well, according to the first, according to Rav Mana, fine, you could do that because that value has been preserved midin Torah. However, according to Rav Chanina, we'll know since a pruta is being set in concrete and the mana change, you'd have to really assess how many prutot it's really worth now. Such and that would be the multiple if you like how many women you can betroth. Now the Gemara says, Pilfai Amar Eitivuni al Gifnara. If you like, I will sit. I'm going to sit on the banks of this river, right? If I can't show you a proof for every single one of these conversions in this table, then you can cast me into the water. So they tested him. So that's the first one on the chart, the one's marked in gray, because that wasn't necessary for a conversion for a puta to mayor before. That's why I marked it in gray. So Amalu afanantanimo haso. Now here, what would happen is if a value, this is referring to onah, fraud, right? And we haven't really just touched on this that much yet. Mr. Shem will get to the same in a lot more detail. However, if the value something changes by a certain amount and you sell it to someone based on that value, or the original value, after a particular difference in value, it's considered fraud, it's onaha, and you'd have to return the value, or the sale is batal mekach, etc. That's the question is, when it comes to a coin, coins wear out as well, so their value in terms of their weight and the like will reduce. The question was, how much does sale have to reduce such that there is no onaha? Now, normally we say sixth, but Rebbe Meir's of the opinions will see quite clearly that it's a 24th. Because Rebbe Meir, arba isarot, it's arba isarot, which is the same ratio of me'isa ledina. Okay. Now, Isar Ladina, if you have a look on this chart, I'll just show you here. Isar Ladina, if you're doing the math, equals 24. So Arba Isarot, Lasela has to be the same thing. So that means, quite obviously, there has to be four dinar in a seller. Because we've said the ratio between Isar and a dinar, it's one Isar to dinar, but it's four Isarot to a seller. Well, then it's Barul that we're talking about that there are going to be four dinar in a seller because I've just multiplied by four to get to that ratio. That should be straightforward. Okay? Even though it took me a while to get it, but I think it's Barul now. So Amri Levar Tani, what the next one? What about the next? It's Shesh Me'a Kesef Ledinar. Where do you see that there are six? That's the next second line on our chart. Six dinar to a six ma'a to a dinar, sorry. So to Amarle, Afana Tanina, Ha'ona Arba Kesef Mesrimba Arba Kesef Lasela Shtut Lamekach. So he holds that it's actually a, well, this opinion says it's a sixth. Sorry, so let's have a look at it. It says, Mesrim Arba, look, I'm looking, sorry, I'm showing you this now in the Korban Eda. It says, Ima Mekach Sela. So the Mekach is a Sela, that's a top thing. Okay, Sheshbo, it's got 24, and then Sheshbo 24 Mea Kesef. Okay, 24 Ma'a Kesef, because why? Because a Sela is four dinar, and dinar is six Ma'a, that's two lines, so you've got 24 Kesef. Yeah, fair. Hashave Ona'a Dalet Kesef, it's going to be Dalet Kesef. Which is Shtut HaMekach, because 24 divided by 4 is equal to 6. Chayv la'shiv et kol ha'onah, you've got to return the difference. But kevan da'sela 24 me'ah, you've just said that a sela is 24 me'ah. Shma mina that it must be that a dinar is shesh me'ah. Because if we just said a me'ah is 24, and we'd establish in the first thing that there are 4 dinar to a sela, well then it has to be, to get to that ratio of 1/24, 6 Mea to a dinar. We've just established line number two. Yafe. Next. What are the next line? Shtei pundin l'me'ah. How did you get that? So Amalei af anatanima noten sela pundion l'shana. All right. Amri, so what's sela pundion l'shana? So let me just explain this. Needs a little bit of work. Here. He says, oh, sorry, I lost the place. It's a makdish in here. It's a diramatka amarle af anatanina. This is in Arachin. If someone's makdish their field, b'shate ovel, what happens? He has to have noten bezerah chomorim so'orim 50 shekel kesef. The pidayon is 50 shekel, which is shekel kesef, which is 50 slaim. Okay, that's the top thing on our chart. Okay, which is for the 49 years of Yovel. Because each year you go down by one. Because it says, the question is, if it's only a couple of years before Yovel, how much is the rate? Because the whole 50 is only if you do in the beginning of Yovel. So for every year, it's going to be reduced. So if it's 2 years you do, how much is it? So no, 10, sela punyon asha. It's a sela punyon. How? Because if you divide that 50, if you like, mitchalek mem tet slaim la mem tet shana, so 49 sla'im is for, it's a seller per year, that's fine. Hare seller kol shana, then you're left with one more seller left, because it has to be 50 altogether. So if I divide that seller, bechad shuhu mem, that we see that one seller has to be 20, is 48 pundayon. Because I'm dividing it up per year, really divided by 49, so it's 48 pundayon plus a little bit more. So the only way I can get to 48 pundayon in a seller is, well, look at the lines. Four, there are dinar, there are four dinar in a seller, which means there, if there are six me'ah in a dinar, that means there's 24 me'ah in a seller. How do I get to 48? Well, if I have to say there's two pundion in a me'ah to get to 48. So that's how, quite clear, we just proved a pundion is two me'ah. Okay. The other way around, two pundion is a me'ah. Let's continue. Next. What about Vatani Shnei Atzurim LePundion? Where do you get that one? So Amar Le Afanatanim Hamaniach Isara Chalalav Chetzio. Now that we learned this back in Maaseh Sheni, if someone puts down his has a Isar, if you like, of Kudush Maaseh Sheni, and he's eating against it, okay? This is Maaseh Maniach Isar LeChal, not eat against it. He's Mechalel his Maaseh Sheni against it. Valach, and now he goes to another place. Variyotze BePundion, and now what happens is that it's now worth a pundayon, musif alav odisar. So let me just read the korbanet inside. He says, "Hamaneach isa." This mashir maneach isa lechal alav masasheni va'achal alav chetzio nimtza. He's now chetzio acher adain chulin. So we've got a half left. Balach negodma kom acher, and you find oto isar, the isar that you machalel against is only worth a pundayon, meaning ha isarim yikarim sham. Isarim are worth more. Nimtza hachetzi shlo achal, the part you didn't eat adain, it's also still at worth a isar. Ochel alav od isar, you can have another isar's worth. Shmami now what? That the pundion is two isarim. Because we've just worked out doubles, right? We've just increased the value, if you like. Shrei cheshbon chetzio b'isar. Because the whole example was that you ate against half of it and increased. And you say you can eat another isar because it's now a pundion. So therefore, quite clearly, it's double. Mana. Amri levatani next. What about shnei musum simi isar shnei kur dintas musumas shnei prutot kar dintas? What about the last three? All the doubles we've got from isar all the way down to the pruta. So the Gemara says, Amrle up anantanina, we can explain this. Kama hi pruta, how much is a pruta? It's a chad mishnah be isar italki. That's our mishnah. So let's have a look. Pruta is 1/8 of an isar. But we know we've got all these denominations in between, which is a msumas, a kardita, a kardin, or kardiont. Now, if that's the case, it needs to be if it's 8, well, it's 2 times 2 times 2 equals 8. I mean, you can't have any, if it's talking about clean, with the assumption is it's clean multiples, then the smallest you can get is 2 for each of them, and that will come to equal 8. That's how we just established every single one on the chart. Okay, let's continue the Gemara now to stop sharing the sheet. Gemara now says, "B'konat et mo beget." How does a woman get divorced with a get? So we're going through the back to the Mishnah. She will clearly, we say, also, mitad baal. How do we know the mitad baal, a woman is now free to marry who she likes? That's talking about where a woman, again, a man divorces a wife, she goes married somebody else, and then he dies, she can't go back and marry him. So you see quite clearly that mitat, the baal acharon at least, allows her to marry who she likes, except for obviously the first husband. So that's only towards mitad acharon. What about mitad rishon? Where do we know the mitad, the first husband she was ever with, allows her to go marry who she likes? Mara says, well, obviously, with the acharon, it doesn't allow her to marry as many people as the first husband allowed her to marry. Why? Because the second husband, after he dies or divorces her, she can't go back and marry for husband number one. So the scope is somewhat smaller. Now, if for him, you say mitad is now matir her, so kavachomer for the husband number one. So I'll just read inside. My machon she'en heteroheter meruba at omer mita materet. Rishon she'eteroheter meruba ain on dinshtia mita materet. Fine. So amar avchuna. Kraya amar shamita materet. I got a pasuk to prove it to you. Dichtiv keyeshvachim yachtav. Umetacham mehem. Uben en lo. Ha'im yesh lo ben mita materet. You can learn from Yibum. Because we said that if a woman dies without, a woman's husband dies without, and they haven't had any children, it says if he doesn't have any children, you go do Yibum. Mashba what? If there are children, then she'd be free to who she likes to marry. So you see, mita itself implies that she's free to go and marry. So Rabbi Yossi Barbun, imal merat she'in mita materet, I'll give you another, he says, I'll give you another proof. If you say mita is not matir, then where do you get the concept of the Isra of almana l'kohen gadol? The Torah says an almana, a widow, is not allowed to marry Kohen Gadol. Well, if how can she be considered a widower if mita is not materet? Or grusha v'chotzer ken yadiot. So Amar Avra Yochanan, no, bar matya. Maybe that's talking about only in the context of Yibum. In other words, almana is found in the context of Yibum, and it's not necessarily a proof. Now the Gemara goes back to Yibum. Yavami ovo aleya, this is again relating to our Mishnah that you can kone yavam with bia. But Akalo Isha, this relates, we saw this discussion whether a ma'amar, and we'll continue with ma'amar next year in more detail, but whether this is a concept like almost like a kiddushin, that's the beginning, actually, we'll discuss it, we find by Yavama that precedes Yibum. Okay? We've discussed different shittot. We saw when we learned it that I think the Babli said this is actually the institution midrabanan to make it like kiddushin before nisuin, but here it seems to suggest it's from Psukim itself. Just as Bia does full Yibum, such that she's now married, Kachia Ma'amar is possible. Ma'amar also Gomer like Kiddushin. Tabalomar v'yavama, v'yibma. Sorry, that's a pasuk. Irakol a parsha kulol Yibum. The way the pasuk concludes with Because it says that yibma, since the fact that it repeats and comes back to the end and says that we said that refers, that means that's gomer. But in a ma'amar gomer ba. Gemara says, if that's the case, what's the purpose of amar? Im ken mamo il ma'amar, and you already know the answer to this because we let your amar together. That's lo osra lachim. That means if once one brother does a ma'amar, she can't. None of the other brothers able to do yibum anymore. So Rabbi Shimon amar, no, well, a ma'amar o kone o lo kone. It's either is kone legamri like yibum, or not at all. And we saw a lot of, we discussed Rabbi Shimon a lot when we were back in Masechta Yevamot. So mate, what's the source, if you like, Rabbi Shimon? Because he says, Yavam v'aleya zu yabia, v'lekha lo isha is a ma'amar. So he understands, lekha lo isha is ma'amash l'kyuchin gemurim. That's maybe, in other terms, Rabbi gomeret a'ag ba'kach ma'mi ma'amar gomer. Or maybe not, maybe you don't learn the pasuk that way. So in other words, he has a suffix out of the rest of the pasuk. Now, when it says doesn't mean do an act of likuchim. It means then shilukuchalo, on its own, and there's no hint in the pasuk at all to this concept of a ma'amar. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says ma'amar kone kinyan gamur biyavama. The Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says no, a ma'amar is a kinyan gamur completely. Again, once again, my time with the Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, because it's v'lecha lo isha. No, it's harei hu bekidushei isha. Lakhalo isha implies it's a kid like kidushin isha. Ma kidushei isha konem kinya gamur, af ma'amar konakinyan gamur. Okay, so there. We'll stop here, but there's what more to continue talking about ma'amar, and it's sort of a little bit of a chazar we did in Yavamot. Albeit that in Yavamot, we did it obviously a lot more detail and a lot more carefully than we are now. All right, Kaltov. Have a good time.